Part 4, Staying Healthy While Staying at Home. So far, in parts 1 through 3, we've talked about developing a morning and evening routine in order to get a good night's sleep so that you have a productive and energetic workday. We've also talked about creating guidelines around food, more specifically, when, what, and where to eat. And last week, we talked about the importance of, and some ideas for, staying loose and limber, because it's easy to be sedentary when you're hanging around the house all day. And today, I want to talk about stress, because stress is high right now. We're all living in an unpredictable time. We don't know how much longer we're going to be cooped up in our homes. When will life be normal again? Will life even be normal again? But what is normal? Or what would a new normal even look like? There are so many questions, so many concerns, and so many unknowns about the future, not to mention the challenges that might be amplified right now in your life due to this crisis. Stress, as you know, is really bad for our health. It's not only bad in the long term, but it also suppresses our immune system and makes us more susceptible to catching something like the coronavirus in the short term. So today, I want to share with you 7 ways to not only reduce your stress while you're stuck at home, but also how to see this time as an opportunity to do some things you've always wanted to do but haven't come around to yet. Okay, here we go. The first one is watch something funny. Now, I don't recommend binge-watching TV all day, but I do recommend that you watch something funny, positive, and light. We need laughter more than ever right now. We need to laugh, and we need to laugh with others. So if you have a quarantine buddy at home that likes to watch movies with you, it's a great thing to do together. If not, you can suggest a virtual movie night with your friends, where you watch the same movie together on a Zoom call, for example. Regardless of who or how you choose to do it, do watch something uplifting, happy, and will get you some hearty laughs on a regular basis. Next, stimulate your mind. Now, perhaps a light comedy is good for the heart, but not so challenging for the mind. So it's important that you also stay intellectually stimulated during this time as well. Flow is a term in positive psychology for a state of mind where you find yourself enjoying a difficult task. When you're in flow, you're likely to find yourself losing track of time because you're fully engrossed in what you're doing. We want to aim to get into flow as much as possible by learning something new or getting better at something we're already adept at. This could be the best time for you to start that new hobby, learn that new language, or for some reason, a hit right now with my clients is learning how to play the ukulele. Or maybe it's another instrument for you, or gardening, or painting. The list goes on. What interests you? Next, stay socially connected to the right people. Long before we were told to practice physical distancing while staying socially connected, social connectedness has always been one of the biggest predictors of happiness. It's important to get our feelings out right now. Feelings of frustration, anger, sadness, and everything in between. But it's also important that we don't stay in these feelings too long. And there might be some friends or family of yours that tend to stay in those feelings longer than is good for your health when you talk to them. And sure, we gotta be there for each other right now, especially those who don't have many people to reach out to and connect with. But also remember to put your needs right up there with everyone else's. Perhaps you've spent a lot of your life putting everyone else's needs above your own. Now, in this stage of life, you're ready to start taking care of you too. So yes, be there for those who need you, but also you have to be there for yourself. Be aware of when you're feeling like you're giving from an empty cup. Put your oxygen mask on first, then help others. You'll be better for it, and so will they. What's more, while yes, when you have enough to give to your friends or family who need a lot from you, be sure to also spend time filling your cup by hanging out online or over the phone with your positive friends. You know, the ones who tend to see the bright side of things. They'll help keep you also seeing the good during this time, which is also great for your health. Next, spring clean your home. Just like we're affected, either positively or negatively, by the company we keep, we're also positively or negatively affected by our environment. There are environments that add to our stress, and there are environments that relieve our stress. Take a look around your home, and as you do, think about how each area makes you feel. And then perhaps it's time to do a little spring cleaning. You know that bathroom cabinet you've been meaning to clear out? Or what about that box of photos in your garage you've been wanting to sort through? I know you have a room, a pantry, a closet, a storage room, a basement, or even a junk drawer, like me, that needs some tending to. Again, our environment has a major effect on our health and well-being. If you're looking around at clutter and disorganization all the time, your mood is going to be negatively affected by it, whether you realize it or not. So I can't think of a better time to clean out the clutter than right now. Next, find a home sanctuary, what I also like to call your spot. Now that you've cleaned out some clutter, it's time to find a place you call your own. If you're fortunate to have your own room or office at home, that's wonderful. But in the very least, maybe there's a nice corner in your home or a spot on your patio that's set up just for you. Maybe it's a small area that you decorated. You didn't have to consult with your partner and compromise on the furniture or artwork. No, this is your sanctuary, created by you, for you, and you feel so good while you're in it. Do you have a place at home like this? If not, I think we're beyond this idea of it being a luxury. Rather, I think it's more of a necessity now, because it's easy to get everything and everyone at home blended into one thing, one identity, when everyone's home all the time. Rather, I think it's important to continue your journey of self-discovery right now, and sometimes the best place to do it is in the space that you created for yourself. In this space, you can do what you want and be who you are. You can use this space to read or to meditate or to pray or to journal, whatever you want or need. Next, dance. Yes, I'm bringing back the dancing suggestion from last week, where I talked about how dancing is good for keeping your body loose and limber. I also talked about how we can't be in a bad mood and dance at the same time. It's impossible. I mean, I've never danced without a smile on my face. And you can really change your mood when you crank up the tunes and have some fun. Putting some feel-good music on while you're decluttering your garage or clearing your closet makes it more enjoyable too. I listen to music every day, different kinds at different times of day. You know the music that you like and that gets you in certain moods. Find the mood you want and perhaps need to get into. Turn on those tunes and savor each note. And finally, something so simple yet so important, and that is to breathe. Something I struggle with is finding myself holding my breath, which usually happens when I'm stressed or overwhelmed. I become more and more aware of it though, and I'm catching myself doing it more often. And when I do find myself holding my breath or taking shallow breaths, I do a take five practice, which I've shared with you before, but if you missed it, here it is in a nutshell. I take five deep breaths with an inhale and exhale of 5 seconds each. Sometimes I need more than five of these, so I do as many as I need to get me back where I want to be. Again, stress is high right now, and it's also bad for our health. So if there's no other suggestion you take from me today, let it be this. Learn how to focus on your breathing and learn how to use your breath to bring you back to the present, especially if you find your mind anxious about the future. Breathing is your friend. Grow a relationship with it. It's there to keep you alive and there to keep you healthy. Okay, so there you have it, my 7 favorite ways to reduce stress while staying at home. Now it's your time to pick at least one and try it out this week. And if you haven't joined our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook yet, there's a link in the show notes where you can learn more about it. Have a great week, and I'll be back next week for the final part. I saved the best for last, and I can't wait to share it with you. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.